everybody. This is Danny Johnson, and I just want to welcome you guys on this cold winter night, except for all of you out there in Hawaii, which we are leaving for Hawaii tomorrow for the seminar that we have taking place this weekend. And I just heard, Hans, I don't know if you heard this, but I heard from John today that there was a gentleman that heard about us just a couple of days ago out of San Francisco, California. First time he's ever heard of us, already booked his flight, and is heading out there to Honolulu for really an absolute surprise that he will have. You'll never see another seminar like this one again, especially with the fact that here we are at Christmas time, taking off to the tropics, but it's going to be an intimate group of people, a very intimate group. There'll never be another seminar like this one, only because of the fact that the time of the year and the place that we chose to do it, we were going to be there on vacation anyway, decided to book both of these things together, and therefore it's going to be intimate. We're going to have a nice, intimate group that we're going to do a whole lot of one-on-one personal attention and personal coaching with each person that's going to be involved in this training seminar coming up this weekend. And so I just wanted to extend my welcome to that new gentleman that's coming out from San Francisco on just a couple days' notice, taking a leap of faith and just going with the hunch he's going to meet us out there. And now for all of you who are freezing in New York and Pennsylvania and Chicago and all those places, I understand what you're feeling. Here in California, it's been a bit chilly also. And for those of you that are here for the very first time, listening to my voice for the first time, my name is Danny Johnson. And prior to getting started in business for myself as an entrepreneur, I was an uneducated female with no self-esteem, no self-worth, no self-confidence, no nothing. I grew up in an abusive home with parents who were drug addicts. My father, who was a huge man who had a serious, violent anger problem, and constantly told me that I was fat, ugly, good for nothing, and that I could never do anything right. After moving out of the house at a very young age and being introduced to the concept of going into business for yourself, becoming an entrepreneur, it took me 2 months to decide because I didn't believe in myself, and I told the person who introduced me to the concept, this is great for you, but it's definitely not for me. And after 2 months of him persisting with me, wound up in a training that changed everything for me. I heard a testimony of a man who I respected, who spent 25 years in the corporate world, lost it all in one day due to a layoff, and spoke to the room saying, don't make the same mistake I did of building equity in somebody else's company. Get started in business for yourself today. I took to heart what he said, quit my job, came in full time, and the first 6 months was the most amazing, absolute, phenomenal failure I think the company had seen up until that point. After 6 months of just hitting it hard and getting nowhere, I mean no results, could not get anyone to even try the products, let alone want to purchase them or even become a rep inside of my business to help me market those products, I just failed really bad. But I was persistent. I refused to quit. Found somebody who knew what he was doing. His check was $15,000 a month. Mine was zero. Begged him, asked him to teach me to crawl, walk, and then run. He directed me to a training seminar that was a two-day intensive program that cost a ton of money, and I didn't have the money. Found a way. The timing was not good. It was too expensive. I thought I'd be bored and wouldn't get anything out of it. It was a real big risk. And I thought of a better idea. Why don't you go give me your notes and then I'll learn from you? Well, he told me if I wouldn't go, he would not work with me. It was just plain and simple. He was not any longer going to work with anybody unless they went to that training seminar. So my future really was at stake here. I had all the excuses in the book not to go, and I had one reason why I needed to, and that was because I needed to learn how to master being in business for myself. Came out of that two-day workshop and made $4,000 in 8 days, $11,000 my next month, $15,000 the next check, and over $20,000 the following check. This all happened, by the way, this time of year. My first seminar was in November of 1989 was my very first training seminar to learn how to get good at my business and become a professional. So in the month of December, made a, you know, got my income up to where if you multiply it times 12, it was going to be a six-figure income. Got married shortly after reaching a $20,000 paycheck. Wanted to complete my life, have some kids, all that fun stuff. And the man that I married had a different idea about marriage. He drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, leaving me with a $35,000 debt, $2.03 left to my name, and no income coming in because my business was stolen as a direct result of marrying him. We happened to be living on the Big Island of Hawaii, and there was, and this is in December, so this is a year later. In December, here I am, totally destitute, broke, gave up on all my dreams, my goals, my vision, passion, drive, focus, all of it was out the window. I gave up completely. In fact, to the point of almost wanting to take my own life. After 3 weeks of being homeless and whining and murmuring and complaining about my life, decided to really give myself a wake-up call. I just screamed at myself, actually, for almost the whole day, telling myself that enough was enough and I wasn't going to buy my excuses anymore. Started the next day a business from the trunk of my car, a payphone booth, a handwritten flyer, and a handwritten phone script. Just wrote everything out, got a voicemail number because I had no physical address and no phone. So plunked quarters in a payphone booth. After getting 25 responses, read a phone script 24 times, and 24 people said yes, and I want it now. In 4 days, made a profit of $2,000. In 30 hours, I made another $6,500. My first full-time month after I quit my job as a cocktail waitress, made over $10,000, breaking all international records in a multi-billion-dollar corporation. By my 10th month, my check exceeded $87,000 a month. You multiply that times 12, that's $1 million a year. By the end of my second year, I made over $1 million by the time I was 23 years of age. Now, I'm telling you that I went from an uneducated female who had no business experience at all, plugged into a training system and learned some things that really impacted my skill level. After that, learned how to make money. Then messed up my life and on a whim got married. I'm still currently married, but not to the same guy. The reality is that if a broke cocktail waitress who was completely uneducated could step up and step out of a rut, get started in business for herself, and become a millionaire within 2 short years, then so can you. And if she could start in the month of December, then so can you. And if you're thinking that the December is the month to take time off, I can't tell you how absolute of a big mistake you're making right now, if that's your plan of action for the month of December, because this is the month I got started. December 26th is when I started my business. And so I have 5 children. I've been pregnant or nursing throughout my career inside of my business, working part-time from home. And so what I'm saying is that whatever business opportunity that is that has found you or that you have found it, you're not here by accident. We are simply a training system that we've put together for you after 15 years of working and building sales organizations to the tune of 20,000 people. We know what you go through. We know what you need. We know what will help you. And we see ourselves as a partner for you to help alleviate some of the stress, tension, some of the mistakes that we've made that you don't have to make. And so DannyJohnson.com is a program that is here and available for you to utilize. As we've had many leaders, many 6- and 7-figure income earners, not only be developed out of this system, but that we've had new ones come in and incorporate this system, and it's helped to save them time, give them more time with their families. It's helped them to become more efficient and more effective, getting much better results, and their sales forces are doing the same exact thing, and the power of duplication is multiplying their income. So, in fact, there's many of you on the call right now that you were introduced to this website, to our product line, to our training seminars by your upline, meaning somebody else who introduced you to the same that you're doing right now, or it could be a friend in a completely different business. What I am telling you is that if you have your leader that you're following, if you have a leader that you are following who introduced you to our website, at DannyJohnson.com. Let me send you there right now. In fact, D-A-N-I, Johnson.com. If they introduced you here, then I have to tell you that you must have some respect for them because they're doing something right. They have found a way to help you build your business quicker and more efficiently and obviously more profitably with less stress. So I encourage you, send them a thank you. And really, they must be doing something right to have put themselves in a humble position to direct you where they feel that you can get the most help. And so you really need to pay attention to those people that introduced you to this because they've got it going on. They've got an eye to see something cutting edge in the marketplace, and they truly have a heart for helping you. Now, tonight I've got a topic that for some of you might be you know, old news. For some of you, maybe new news. For some of you, will be absolutely profound. Others of you are going to feel like you've been delivered of some kind of a demonic spirit or something because you've been heading in the wrong direction and you didn't even realize it. And so the topic for tonight is maximizing your customer and distributor base. Okay? So this is in the form, if you have a home-based business in either, well, it really doesn't matter what your product line is. It doesn't even matter what model it is that you're working, because if you're in any kind of direct sales or direct marketing, then you've got a customer base and you've got a representative base. You've got a sales force of people that are driving your products into the marketplace. So some of you have reps who are really focusing on an area that brings them no production, no results, and therefore they wind up discouraged, defeated, and disappointed. Some of you have reps that love their products, and they naturally share them with people with no problem at all. They bubble over with enthusiasm and faith, and they become unstoppable. Then they get a call from their upline, and the call sounds something like this. Hey, I noticed you didn't have any recruits this month. What's wrong with you? Hey, you know there's that big promotion going on. Are you working for it? Hey, you know, in order to get that bag that the company's marked, you know, that prize, they've got that big prize, you know, you're going to get the bug if you, you know, bring in 5 new reps. So what are you thinking? Come on, man, get on the stick. Yes, many of you have made that phone call. And you basically took the unstoppable person who's a product-oriented, product-driven person who bubbles over with enthusiasm, bubbles over with faith, belief, conviction, all of it, and basically put a hindrance right in their way by getting them to focus on something that they're not excited about, getting them to focus on something that they feel like they cannot do. If you're trying to get them to do something that they think they cannot do, you have not only wasted your time, but theirs, and you diffuse their enthusiasm and their unstoppable attitude. That's what happens. So oftentimes as leaders, we diffuse our sales force's production based on telling them what we want them to do instead of encouraging them to do what they want to do. And so, you know, oftentimes this upline will send out a condemning message either through email, voicemail, or just one-on-one on the phone or live in person, and it condemns them for not bringing in new reps or not bringing in enough of them. So they switch a focus and now are working in their weaknesses instead of their strengths. You know, what any business person will tell you in response to having a sales force work on their weaknesses instead of their strengths is going to tell you that there's going to be no profits or very little from that. And so I encourage you to have your people work within their strengths. Have them do what they love to do. Have them do what they're good at. And you will naturally see production. There's not an issue with motivation. There truly is not an issue with motivation there. I had a client recently who called me because she really wanted to focus in the area of bringing in new representatives. And I asked her, well, why is that? And she says, well, because my company tells me that's the only way to make a lot of money. And I said, really? I said, do you know other people who've made a lot of money by building a customer base? She goes, oh, yeah, lots of them. I know several millionaires, in fact, Danny. I said, really? Okay, so and in the past, by the way, she had a 7-year track record. Year and a half track record. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm totally off on my numbers here. She had a period of time where she had developed a $700 to $800 residual income all on a customer base, not doing any promoting of a business. It was all just promoting of products. All she did was drive her products into the marketplace. She did not drive her business opportunity into the marketplace. She drove products. And she built a residual income of $700 to $800 a month. And I asked her, I said, well, what is your goal? What would make you feel so super successful that you wouldn't know what to do with yourself? She goes, if I made $1,000 a week, that would just be phenomenal to me. Now, I know for some of you, that seems like an absolute unattainable goal. And for others of you, that is chicken feed. And that's okay. You know what? Everybody has their place of what they feel is super successful. For her, $1,000 a week was super successful. So I told her, I said, okay. Well, if you spent the last year and a half just totally focusing on a completely different area of the business and has built an income of $100 to $200 a month in a year and a half. So it's not rocket science, but when you look at the two business models, can you tell their focus was in the wrong place? She's been spending the last year and a half focusing on how to get better at something that it has produced no results for her at all. So what I told her to do is I said, let me ask you something. Is there a motivational issue when it comes to sharing the products? She says, gosh, no, not at all. I said, so if you're standing in a line at a grocery store, and there you are face to face with the prospect, does it take absolute internal motivation? Do you have to psych yourself up to start a conversation with that person behind you if your focus is driving products into the marketplace? She goes, oh, my gosh, no. I can't help myself. In fact, I just naturally have to talk to them about my products. I said, okay, now let's do scenario B. Does it take absolute internal motivation? And do you have to psych yourself up to talk to that person about your business opportunity? She says, oh, my gosh. She says, it's like pulling my teeth out. Yes, I hate it. I just don't feel comfortable doing it. I just feel like I don't have enough experience in business to do it. And, oh, my gosh, I just get sweaty, and I freak out, and my heart starts pumping. Now, many of you that are listening to this, you're thinking, well, duh, just focus on retail. Well, that is not as blatantly obvious as you think, because some of you may be working in a direction that maybe you shouldn't be working in. You're trying to kill yourself to get good at something that somebody told you need to get good at. Well, then she says to me, well, then why am I learning all this stuff on forming people and building a rapport? I mean, have I wasted my time to learn how to get better at closing? And I said, oh, my goodness, girlfriend, no. Let me tell you what you have done. You will learn how to maximize your customer base. You see, before you were just getting customers and throwing them into a customer base. I will show you how to maximize that customer base by utilizing those skills in which you, that you've been learning. Anyway, huge revelation for this lady. I can guarantee you she's on her way to making $1,000 a week, doing it, working within her strengths. So work in your strengths and find others to cover your weaknesses. For the rest of the call, I'm going to give you 13 steps. I'm going to give you 13 steps on how to maximize both your customer and your distributor base. It'll blow your mind. Actually, it's not 13 steps. It's more than that. Yes, it is. Actually, 13 and 7 is 20. You're going to get 20 points between these two topics, okay? 20, as though I didn't already give you 10, but I didn't list them as number 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so work in your strengths and find others to cover your weaknesses. Let your retailers retail and let your business builders build. Let your business promoters promote that business. Let your retailers retail. Let your business promoters promote that business. Let people work within their strengths. Both build a business when they are maximizing their model. So what model are you working? I'm not talking about the company that you're in. I'm not talking about the product. I'm talking about what business model are you working? What is your marketing, personal marketing plan of action that you're taking place? So here is how to maximize your distributor base. Number one, identify your reps, your sales force's strengths. Identify what their strengths are. This is not difficult. This doesn't take rocket science, especially for those of you that just graduated from Creating a Dynasty, which, by the way, there's going to be another Creating a Dynasty here coming up shortly. Probably springtime is when the next dynasty is going to be. You must graduate from First Steps to Success before you can ever qualify to go to Dynasty. And there is in the works a third stage training seminar since we finished Dynasty with about 2 to 3 extra days of more material. We don't want to keep you for 7 days, so we're going to probably do a third level of training for you guys. Anyway, so here's how to maximize your distributor base. Again, identify their strengths. You see, if you have, like I said, and this was about this rep that came to me who said, you know, I love sharing the product. It's easy for me to sell the product. I do not have to motivate myself to sell the product. I don't have to motivate myself to get excited about sharing the product. I naturally am passionate about those things. Well, whatever your strengths are, let's say that some of you are naturally passionate. You have reps that are just naturally passionate about bringing people into business, sharing the opportunity, stepping up to the plate, closing. They love reading the prospecting script. I mean, they just naturally are attracted to the business promotion instead of the product promotion, okay? So identify what their strengths are. You can tell, number one, by their results. Number two, what are they focused on? What are they working at? That's how you can see, what are they good at? What fruit are they gaining from what it is that they're doing? And find out, you know, which do they like to work in best? This woman told me, she says, Danny, you just took 1,000 pounds off my shoulders. When I told her, this is the direction I want you working, she's like, oh, my gosh. She almost started to weep because she's had this pressure on her back for 1.5 years. This pressure was not put onto her by her upline or anything like that or even the company. She just came, she made a decision that in order to make a lot of money And in her mind, $1,000 a week was a lot of money, that she had to learn how to master this other way of doing it. And didn't think to ask herself, can I make $1,000 a week doing it the way I know how to do it? The answer would have been yes. And the answer is yes. Okay, I used to make well over $1,000 a week. In fact, at one point I made almost $2,000 a week, just retail, just straight retail, and that's it. There was another business that my husband and I had that we averaged over $1,000 a week in just retail. And so, working part-time, by the way, 20 hours a week. Okay, so identify their strengths. Based on their results, what are they good at? Number two, let them be who they are. Let them be who they are and encourage them to be the best at who they are. You do not want to try to conform them to what you want them to be. That will only sow resentment. You want to know why they won't return your calls? They won't return their calls if they're resenting you. They just absolutely won't want anything to do with you if they're feeling like they're under pressure all the time. Now, I'm not saying swing far the other way and don't encourage and motivate them. What I am saying is that encourage them in the direction that they desire to go in, natural giftings. Number three, don't try to change them and make them what you want them to be. I kind of meshed number two and three together. Yes, I did. Don't try to change them and make them what you want them to be. Encourage them to be the best that they can be. Encourage them to improve. Let's say they're great at retail. Okay, well, what's your closing ratios looking like? The same 50%? Great. You want to learn how to improve that? Or are you totally satisfied with where it's at? Okay, great. Here's some. Go to DaniJohnson.com, D-A-N-I, Johnson.com. Listen to calls on closing. Learn how to incorporate it on in what you're doing. Okay, learn in the prospecting section. Learn how to do that. Okay, so anyway, number four, recognize them for the job they are doing. That's number four. Recognize them for the job that they are already doing. This is very powerful. Even with your children, listen, I have five. Okay, and out of five, I will tell you what works best. What works best is recognizing them for the improvements that they're making and recognizing them for the things that they are, the job that they are doing, and that will make them eager to want to do more and do it again. Condemnation, criticism, and complaining never works for anybody. It never works. All it does is make people not like you. Man, I got a situation even now where I've got someone complaining. Well, it certainly doesn't make me want to fix it. Complaining. It doesn't, all it does is sow resentment. And I mean, you're talking to somebody who constantly has to keep a clean heart towards people, and that's not most people. Most people could care less about keeping a clean heart towards people. That is my mission for my life. If I'm going to work in the area of helping people to succeed, I must not take offense, and I must learn how to encourage people of all kinds of people, all walks of life, and not get upset with them. Well, if complaining and criticizing and condemning burns me this bad, I'm telling you, I can guarantee you it burns your distributors 1,000 times worse. No question about it. And so, really, folks, most people don't have the character nor the personal growth to deal with condemnation coming from a sponsor, an upline, or a leader, a manager, or a supervisor, or whatever. Most people do not have the level of character to walk in forgiveness. Instead, they're going to walk in resentment and bitterness and judgment and hate you. So the reality is, you want more out of your people, you must recognize them for the job that they are doing. Do it. It's huge. Number five, qualify them for potential growth with qualifying questions. Qualifying questions like this. Let's say that you have a rep that gives you a call and they say something like, I'm having such a hard time. None of my friends want to do this. And every one of the leads I called, they all said no. Okay? Don't bite that hook. You were baited right then and there. You were baited to turn into a guru. Don't you do it. Let me tell you how to set it up to create an eager want in them to stop whining and look for results. This is what you do. You say, you know what, Sally, I totally understand. Oh, my gosh. So, number one, you validate their concern. I totally understand how you feel. Oh, my goodness, girl, let me tell you something. I have been there before. I have lived through exactly what it is that you're saying and have felt very, confused and even defeated at times and wondered if it was going to work. Okay? So you validate them. You identify them and build a bridge that you had a similar response. And if you didn't, then you must know of somebody that did and talk about that other person. Then what you say. Then what you say. If you say, let me ask you something. Do you want to master the area of prospecting? You ask that qualifying question. Do you want to master that area of prospecting? And she says, well, yes, I do. Okay. Do you really want to get it to that place where it's just like your job? It's like autopilot. You don't even have to think about it. You're not going to be on this emotional roller coaster filled with doubt any longer. Do you want to get there? What's she going to say? She's going to say yes. Otherwise, she feels like an idiot. You only give her one option of what to say here. The answer was yes. Great. This is the third thing you do. Okay, number three. You say, okay, what I'm about to share with you, I first need a commitment out of you that you will absolutely go to the fullest with the area in which I'm going to equip you with. But you promise me that before I take the time to share with you what you need to do, that you will absolutely make a commitment that, Danny, yes, I will take it to the fullest. I will exhaust it completely until I get results, and then I'll keep going. So, Sally, can you make that commitment to me, or Sarah, whatever it was, the name that I said? What's she going to say? Well, yes. Now you've just created an eager want in that rep. You've changed her state of mind from whining to looking for results. Here's number four. You say, go to DannyJohnson.com, or number five, go to DannyJohnson.com. I want you to listen to one call each and every day. Each and every day, listen to one call. And especially focus in the area of prospecting and closing. And you call me with the results that you're getting. You apply everything that you hear. And you call me and tell me what it says. You get the script book and you stick to it. You listen to the CDs and you listen to them over and over again. Get the North Carolina CDs if you really want to master the entire business. This business is much bigger than this area of just talking to people. This you will master like you've mastered any other skill that you have mastered in the past. It's going to take time. It's going to take training. And you said you are committed, and you did not get in this to fail. You got in this to succeed. So go to DannyJohnson.com, get these products, get the script book, get the North Carolina CDs. You listen to one archived call every single day. You apply. You take notes. You apply. You call me with your results. I know you can do this. I believe in you, and I know. And then you repeat what their dreams were. I know, Sally, that you got in this to help your children have a better life, so that you can send them to that college that you know they're working so hard for. You will achieve that, Sally. I promise you. But you first must make this commitment. So I can't wait to hear from you in a few days. Let me know what happens. Bye. How long did that take? It took 3 minutes. It took 3 minutes. I just timed myself. 3 minutes. Hello. That could have taken an hour of letting her whine for the first half hour. For the next 15 minutes, arguing with her. And the next 15 minutes, giving her a solution. That could have taken an hour. But in 3 minutes, you equip this person with two things. One, to step up and make a decision to succeed. And therefore, she owns her decision to succeed. And number two, you send her to a place where she can get the help that she needs, so that she is system dependent and not you dependent. Your business will never be maximized if you are the answer and go-to person. Because you only have so many hours in a day. You only have so much time in a day. And either you will be sacrificed, your children will be sacrificed, your spouse will be sacrificed, all for what? To be the answer and go-to person for your people? Which means that that is a codependent relationship? That's not what you're building. You are building a sales force of independent business owners. You're not building a daycare or a babysitting service. You are building a successful, independent business with independent, business-minded people. That's what you're building. Okay? So number five, you qualify them for potential growth. You ask them those qualifying questions. Let's say, for example, that you have somebody that comes to you and they say something like, something like, well, you know, this is, it's just not working for me. I just don't understand how the compensation plan works, and, and blah, 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 blah. Okay, whatever. Whatever they're focusing on. Again, you qualify them. Let's say they call you to tell you about someone gossiping behind their back. You qualify them. Hey, John. Do I ever understand exactly what you're going through. I'm right there with you, man. I've been through it. And what I can tell you is there is a solution. So I have a question for you. Do you really, really want to master this business? What's it going to say? Yes. Now you've taken control of the conversation. You ask those simple questions that I just gave you, and you go for it. It takes 3 minutes to solve those problems, which is so beautiful. I love it. Okay, number six. If you send them on their way, you let them step up. Send them on their way and let them step up. This is what I just demonstrated in the example I just gave you. Give them the chance to have little mistakes so that they can step up and learn how to succeed. And every time they call you, I did it, but nobody was there. Great. Now, I know you got in this to succeed. You signed that application because you have a dream. And I believe that you can do it. All right, now go back and do these things. Go back to the archived calls. Get back to listening to this again. Listen every single day. Especially when you have someone that's really whining. Man, they really, someone who has a serious spirit of complaining or criticizing and self-condemnation, if that is the person that does that, they need constant input from tapes and CDs and books. They need constant input. If condemnation, self-condemnation, criticism, and complaining is a habit that they have, just like smoking, just like alcohol, just like drugs, it is that for some people. I can guarantee you it is that for some people. Then they need constant input of good direction, of good how-tos, absolute constant. I've been there before, trust me. My depression and criticism and self-condemnation put me almost to end my life, and I had to have constant 24/7 poured into my mind to control my mind because my mind was controlling me. Number seven, once you send them out and on their way and you let them step up, number seven, you get out of their way, but you celebrate their progress. Celebrate their progress. Any little bit of progress that they make, you celebrate it. And you tell them, awesome job. What a great job. And you even let them hear you brag on them to other people. Absolutely. Now, let's talk about how to maximize your customer base, okay? I just gave you 7 points with a little subplot of 5 other points on dealing with people, qualifying them for potential growth. I just gave that all to you. Now let's go ahead and talk about how to maximize that customer base. Number one, those of you that are more retail product driven, number one, you need to get over your fear of following up. Some of you have a very strong fear of following up with people. Like, for example, what if they don't use the products? Well, my answer to that is, what if they do? What if they actually do use what they bought? Okay? Here's the second one. Okay, what if they don't? I want you to ask yourself something right now. Open up your cupboards in your kitchen. I know some of you are standing in your kitchen. Open up your cupboards in your kitchen. If you're in your bedroom, open up your closet. Look inside. If you're near the bathroom, I want you to walk into the bathroom right now. I want you to open up the cupboards and the drawers. I want you to look inside that pit, and I want you to notice something, either in your closet, in your kitchen cupboards, in your bathroom cupboards, in your garage. Yes, men, go in the garage. Go in your tool area. Let me ask you something. Have you ever bought, do you see anything in any of those places where you have purchased something and never used it? You're laughing at me right now. I can hear you laughing. Right through the phone, you're laughing. Why? Because the answer is yes. Did that stop Walmart from selling it to somebody else? No. Here's the reality. There are some people that are going to buy it and not use it, just like you with all that hair stuff in your bathroom, just like you with the 7 blouses of different colors that still have the price tags on them, or the shoes that are still in their boxes that have never been worn, or the tools that have never even been opened. Hello? Yes, there are some people that will purchase your product or service and will not use them. Now, is that something that's bad against you? No. It's called consumers. That is human nature of the consumer. They buy things that they do not use. How many have candles in your house that have never been lit? All of us do. How many have gadgets in your kitchen that you've never figured out how to use? All of us. We all do. We all purchase things, unfortunately, which is, you know, I'm declaring war on debt and frivolous spending and bad stewardship, training up a people that'll learn how to get good at all those things. But the reality is that that does not stop Walmart from selling those items. No, it doesn't. And some of you get discouraged because you have customers that don't use their stuff. Give me a break. Some of you even have the mindset that if they're not going to use it, I don't want to sell it to them. Well, okay. Well, if Nordstrom had that mindset, they'd be out of business completely. You're in business for the ones that do use it. You're in business for the ones that want results. You're in business for the ones that want to continue to use it month after month after month. So get over the fear of follow-up because you're afraid that they're not using it. Listen, there are some that won't, and there's nothing you can do to change that other than following up and encouraging them to try it. Give it a shot. So don't let your fear stop you from picking up that phone. Number two, realize that your value, who you are, is not determined by the product you think you are selling. Your value, your personal value, is not determined by the product that you think you are selling. Not at all. And let me prove this to you. You see, some of you, that when somebody tries your product or your service, and they have something negative to say about it, and you know there are some people, they are just that way. They got that demon. They're just that way. They've got that cycle thing in their head, whatever you want to call it. Or they got that blackened part in their heart, whatever you want to call it. There are some people that purchase things just to prove that they're wrong. They do. Gosh, I've met customers like that. That's part of the business. It's part of people. That's part of human nature, unfortunately. It's part of what makes the world go round. Okay? So you need to realize that when that person goes, you know, this, I don't like this stuff. It doesn't taste good. And these are hard sells. I don't like the way the lotion stinks. It just stinks. And what happens? For some of us, we then feel rejected. We feel bad. And we wonder if we're ever going to make it. Why? Because you took it personal. They were talking about the product, man. Your value is not determined by that product that you think you're selling. Let me tell you what you're selling. You are selling you. The product is people. You are selling you to the people. You're not selling vitamins to a person. You're not selling a weight loss program to a person. You're not selling a legal service to a program. You are selling you to a people. That's what you're selling. And so your value is, what do you bring to them? You bring them great service. You're going to bring them somebody who really wants to see them succeed. You're bringing them somebody who really wants them to have great success with the product or the service it is that you're offering them. That is what you are bringing them. Absolutely what you are bringing them. So do not get discouraged when somebody puts your product down. That's their opinion. They're entitled to that. Not everybody that purchases the best vehicle thinks that it's the best vehicle. Not everyone that purchases the nicest suit thinks it's the nicest suit. There's always people who have different opinions, and that's okay. They are not rejecting you. They are talking about what they don't like in the product that they're using. Big stinking deal. Don't put yourself in a tailspin going, oh, my gosh, what if everyone thinks it's terrible? Come on. Get out of it, man. You are what you bring to the table, and you bring value in your follow-up. You bring value in encouraging them. You bring value in the relationship that you are bringing, which, by the way, is what the American people want more than anything else. They want a relationship. They can't stand automated systems. Email drives some of them crazy, me being one of them. They want high tech and they want high touch. They want to be. They want to feel special. They want to feel unique. They want to feel important. They want to feel cherished. They want to feel appreciated. And you are the one that brings all of that to the table, not your product. Your product cannot fulfill those needs that every human being has. I, for example, had a product line. I was in a weight loss business for many years. And what I will tell you is that I had people that didn't lose weight on it, even some for 90 days. But do you know that they stuck with it for that 90 days And beginning at the end of that 90 days, they began to lose weight. They had a lady lose 80 pounds, actually, after that. Why? Because I brought something to her much bigger than the product. I brought her encouragement. I brought her a friendship. I brought her appreciation. I focused on her strength. I took the focus off of that product and put it on her and her commitment level to beat this thing once and for all. Do you understand? That's the value you bring to them, not that product. Your value is much bigger than that $10 bottle you're selling, or that $50 service you're selling, or that $100 system you're selling. Your value as a business professional is much bigger than that product line. Okay? Number three, increase your communication skills and master the forming process and listening skills. You need to find a need and fill it. You will find a business builder inside of your customer base. I came out of the customer base. I hope you realize that when I was homeless in Hawaii, right now, this time of year, this is exactly it, December 13th, I was totally homeless. This is the day I was completely homeless. I answered a weight loss ad. I became a customer. I was in a lady's customer base. She ran an ad for weight loss all over the country. Actually, I responded to that ad. I was a customer. I got on the products, and guess what? I didn't use them. I did not use them. I was so depressed about my situation. That's how, by the way, I found out that my husband drained my bank account. It's because the check bounced that I wrote this gal. And then we tried to charge it, and no, all the credit cards were maxed out. That's how I found out. And so here I have this product. I have to figure out how I'm going to pay for it now. And here's the deal. I didn't even use it. In fact, not only did I not use it, but I started to gain a pound a day. After I bought this weight loss program, I gained a pound a day for 3 weeks. I gained a total of 25 pounds in 3 weeks. So here I was, a customer who was not even using the product, who wound up getting started in the business. Why? I had no other option. None. She backed me into the deal. She told me, what happened was I ran into four girls who needed to lose weight. Told them, you know, call this girl. She's got a weight loss program. Didn't even tell them that I had purchased it. Said, I know somebody who's lost a bunch of weight. She used this program. Call her. And they go, oh, you call her for us. Please, please do it. I went to the payphone booth. I called her. I said, hey, Kim, I got four referrals for you. She says, Danny, you got to figure out how to pay me $125. You bounce a check on me. I'm like, yeah, you know what? Get in line. Bounce a check on everybody in town, too, without knowing it. So I'll get to you when I can. I promise. But by the way, meanwhile, here's four referrals for you. She goes, Danny, if you just sign the application, you owe me nothing. Because the commission value on these four referrals will pay for your kit and your products. I said, what? I said, listen, I'm not interested in your little business deal. I know what those businesses are all about, and I'm so not interested. It's not for me. No, thank you. I want you to mark my words, because some of you have heard these words from your customers and reps or prospects. You've heard these words. Next time you hear them, hear my voice going, that was me. I said those words. I said those things. So I told her, I'm not interested in that kind of network marketing thing. It's not for me. No, thank you. That's for people who can't get a real job, and I'm looking for a real job right now. So I'm just not interested. I like those kinds of things. So don't you dare try to talk to me about it. So, okay, and then you need to figure out how to pay me $125. So if you just sign the application, I will not bother you. Your product will be for free. Like, all right, fine. Anything to get rid of this debt. So I signed the application. There I am. I'm a rep now. I did nothing with it. Nothing with it. For like another, I don't know, week and a half, 2 weeks, 3 weeks maybe even. Yeah, probably almost 3 weeks. I didn't do anything with it because this is the beginning of December. And there I am, December 25th, looking at my life going, something's got to change. What do I have going right for me? And I look back in my back seat to get a piece of paper out of my, like, stinking petrified briefcase that's been ruined by the sun. And I see this weight loss program that's been faded by the sun. I'm living in Hawaii. It's been faded. I look at it, and I look at the size of my hind end and go, I got to lose weight, man. This is going the wrong direction. Second thing, I'm like, huh, I got these referrals. These women are losing weight. Maybe there's something to this. So I handwrite a flyer, put it up, and there I am. I was in business. God, look at that. I came out of the customer base. And that's not to go and have all of you that are natural business promoters now go change gears and go for retail. That's not what I'm telling you. In the beginning of the call, I said, identify your strengths. And if your strengths are in retail, then you can find business builders in your customer base. If you're a business builder, guess what? You'll find many of those to get into your business as well. I'm saying that both ways can get it. So work on the area that you're strong in. I know I'm going to get some emails on this one. Okay, so number three, again, increase your communication skills. Master the forming process. Why? When you follow up with those customers, when you meet them for the first time face-to-face, if that's the kind of business model that you have, you absolutely have got to control the conversation and get your customer to talk about themselves. That's how you're going to build a relationship and get them to fall in love with you. That's how you're going to establish trust that if the product doesn't work with them, they still stick with you and stick with it. I've had customers, the product did not work with them. Excuse me, work for them. And guess what? They still sent me referrals. In fact, I've even had people send me business builders. Give me referrals for the business. Why? Because they fell in love with me. How? Through the process that we teach on the North Carolina CDs. That actually teaches it the best. On the North Carolina CDs, where it talks about how to form, meaning talk about their family, occupation, recreation, message, get them talking about themselves. If you want to master that skill, you need the North Carolina CDs. Absolutely. No question, without a doubt. Get it done. We right now, in fact, in Hawaii, we are really going to enhance everybody's gifting in that area of communicating and starting up conversations, situational prospecting and closing, how to honestly get that prospect to walk right into your arms, how to get them to trust you, and how to go the distance with you in your business and in your customer base. And so we will be having a product available come January that will absolutely focus on that as well. Anyway, so you master the area of communication. You master the process of listening and listening skills. You find a need. When you are talking to your customers, you will be blown away that when you begin to get them to talk about themselves, what they will tell you. Many of them will tell you their husband just got laid off and they don't know what they're going to do. Many of them will tell you that they're totally dissatisfied in their professions and that they're looking for something else. Many of them will tell you that their wife is bored at home and she really is lacking purpose and looking for something fun to do. I mean, hello, I am not kidding you. If you give that prospect a chance to talk by you mastering the listening skills and the communication skills that we teach on all of our CDs and in those training seminars, you will have your prospect telling you exactly, or you'll be having your customer tell you exactly, I mean exactly, how to get them involved in your business. Exactly how to get them to give you referrals. And I'm not kidding you. This is not difficult. It is very, very, very simple. Number four, and I'm running out of time, you need to send thank you cards. When you have that first conversation with them and when you market the product to them, you absolutely, if you did the things that I'm talking about and you asked them about their family, your occupation, recreation, and you gave them the message about your product, you find some need, you find some to recognize, you find a strength, you find a goal while you're getting your customer to talk about themselves. And what you do in your thank you card is you just write down what you think was important to them, what you heard them say. For example, maybe their son was having in a basketball tournament and they were on their way out the door to it. Then in your thank you card, you just say, hey, just wanted to take the time to tell you how much I appreciate you becoming a new client of ours. Don't call them a customer, call them a client. That has a connotation of something more long-term. And you say, we just really appreciate you putting your trust in us and our products to take you to your goals. By the way, hope your son won his basketball tournament. That makes the customer feel as though that they were really listened to, that they were really valued. And that will absolutely bring in that element of trust and more long-term thinking. So send thank you cards. Absolutely, in the thank you card, not only talk about business, the first thing you want to do is recognize what you admired about them. Talk about what's important to them and thank them for their business. Number five, you want to do a follow-up call. And a follow-up call you need to do in 3 days after they received the product. Now, you know about when the product is shipped, about how long it takes to get to their particular region. So you want to call them 3 days after their service, and you want to call them on the 7th day. Then, depending on the kind of results that they're getting, every 3 days or once a week. You know how to tell whether or not they're hot or cold and if they need more or they need less. You just need to do that. When you make the follow-up call, you need to build a rapport. You need to look for a need. You need to control the conversation by asking all the questions. And you need to look for something to recognize them for. And the next one is that you need to ask them how they feel about the service that you are giving them so far. because that is a perfect opportunity, and it's a door opener for them to say, oh, yeah, I love this service I'm getting so far. And it's a perfect place to interject and ask for a referral. Number six, if you find a need, give an invitation to look at the company. Speaking a language that they understand, talking in a professional way. Let's say that they say that their husband had been laid off from his job and they don't know what they're going to do about their finances. Then you say, you know what, Mary, I am just so sorry to hear that. I work with a company that happens to be looking for some people who have some specific strengths and abilities. Now, I don't know if your husband has those or not, but I can certainly set up an interview where he can go through a process where he can kind of learn about what our company is, and, you know, what they have available, and we can learn more about him and see what it is, his strengths and his ability and his qualities and qualifications. And who knows, it may or may not be a match. I really don't know, but at least it's a chance to put something into play right away for the finances to be relieved. Okay, now, that was one way to say it. Here's another way to say it. Oh, my gosh, Sally, listen, here's the deal. You can get started in our network marketing pyramid scam opportunity right now, and he can sign up in my downline, and he can start selling our products and start making some money. Oh, my gosh. No, thank you. Nobody wants to say yes to that, especially in today's day and age. They don't want to. But speak in a language they understand, a professional language, especially when you're talking about finances, especially when you're talking about in the area of business, then you must communicate in a way that they would be expected to be communicated by. Or they need to communicate in a way that makes sense, that they can actually draw a conclusion of, this is professional, sounds like an opportunity I better look at. So don't use words that don't make sense to them. Speak a language they understand. Number seven, if no need is found, then ask the key question, who do you know? That is the most loaded question in the world, man. It's a beautiful question. If there's no need, then you end the conversation, man, I just really enjoyed talking to you. And let's say it's on the third week of the follow-up call. Then this is what you say. You know what, Jim, who do you know who wants to get the same kind of weight loss results that you're getting? Oh, geez, man, I know a ton of people that would like to lose weight. Really? Or, you know what, John, who do you know that would like to feel as secure as you are saying that you feel in the area of our legal services? God, well, man, I probably know a lot of people. Really? Gosh, would you mind? I really am looking for more people that I can serve in the same way that I've served you. I'm looking for some people that I really could help focus in on their needs, whether, you know, whatever product you're selling, on their health needs, on their skincare needs, on their phone, you know, their long-distance needs, their legal service needs. It really doesn't matter. Insert whatever product or service it is that you're marketing, okay? Who do you know? I'm really looking for someone else to serve. You can also do this in the form of a thank you letter, you know, a follow-up letter, just saying, hey, you know, just to let you know, I'm looking for more people that I can serve in the same way that I've served you. I'm so happy you're satisfied with the services that we've given you, and we would like to extend our services to anyone you may know who is suffering from the same kind of illness or same kind of sickness or same kind of suffering or same kind of whatever concerns. We would love to serve them in the same way, and we are committed to making sure that they feel as good about us as you feel about us. Duh. They're going to say, yeah, here, I'll send you some people. Number eight, if they say they don't know anyone, then you say, you know, who do you know that would like to earn an extra $1,000 a week? Do you know of anybody that you know, has some room in the area of their finances that could use some extra money? You know, say, well, gosh, me? Really? Oh, no way. Oh, okay, well, you know what, our company has a few things available. I don't really know if it's going to work for you or not. I don't even know if you have the qualifications, the person we're looking for. It may or may not work, but let's get together. We'll go through an interviewing process, and we'll just see. You know, who knows? It may or may not be a fit, but what do you need extra money for? Oh, I need blah, blah. And then they say, and you just say, well, what's it about? Well, it's about how you can go ahead and put your kids through college. I'm sorry, I got to get going. I've got a whole bunch of other calls I need to get made. Thanks so much. I'll see you tomorrow at 9. Okay, here's number 9. Have a party so they can earn their product for free. Let's say that somebody is having a problem with their finances. Hello, that's easy. Or let's say someone's having success on their in their products, and you say, man, you know, and this obviously more works for a model where someone's having visual results and they know people that also want those kind of results. You know, there is John, you know, he's lost, you know, 10 pounds his first month, and you say, hey, John, would you do me a favor? You know, I know that you really didn't think this was going to work for you, but, you know, we certainly have delivered you something that is working for you. Would you be willing to help me out? I really am looking for some more people that I can help have the same kind of success that you're having. I've got a way where you maybe could perhaps maybe earn your next month's supply totally free. If you'd be willing to just invite a bunch of guys over, instead of having beer and pizza, we're just going to go ahead and talk about how they can get healthy and get the same kind of results that you got. Would you mind just inviting a few people over? I'll come in and I'll go ahead and share with them the same exact thing that I shared with you. And, you know, if they decide they want to make that commitment after you inspire them with your testimony, then they decide. If not, then oh well. You know, at least you let them know of a great thing that's working for you. What's going to happen when he has five of his friends over and they see that he's lost weight and they all decide, hey, yeah, I'm in, dude, yeah, I got to get rid of this belly. Got to get rid of the belly. Instead of putting more stuff in my belly, I need to get rid of my belly. Okay, so they decide. There he is. He has five people who purchased the same program that he did. You go to him and you say, hey, Jim, check this out. Dude, not only did you earn it for free, but guess what? If you were actually a rep inside of our company, you actually would have made $100 tonight. What? Could you use an extra $100? Well, of course I could. Great. Here's your application, man. Welcome aboard. And that's it. I'm running out of time, guys. I have 2 minutes. I have three more points. Do three ways with your customers to meet with each other. Okay? Let's say that you have a success story and you've got, you know, Michael, who's having great success, his high blood pressure went down or whatever. You say, Michael, I know you probably didn't think this is going to work for you as well as it has. Would you be willing to help me out? I have some other people that are taking a look at the products, have the same problem you had. I'd love it if you could just give your testimony. And you do three-way calls, and you get that customer bragging about the products, but it's a done stinking deal. You recognize your customer in front of your prospect. You say, Mike's just done a phenomenal job. He's totally committed to beating this thing that he's in right now. He's done an awesome job. Mike, thanks so much for being on the phone with me. Okay, number 11, bring the customer down to a presentation. If you do live presentations, I had a meeting, 40 people in Kona, Hawaii. All of them were customers. And I invite them all under these pretenses. You know what? This has worked for you. It would help me out so much. I mean, do you feel like I've helped you in any way? Well, yes, I have. Would you be willing to help me out? Sure, I would. Danny, what can I do for you? Tuesday night, I'm going to be actually meeting with some prospective business associates. And I need somebody to validate our products, and you just could do that so well for me. Would you mind just showing up and supporting me on Tuesday night at 7:15 so that I can really show how these products have affected your life? I have 40 of them show up one time. 40 of them show up one time. Signed up half of the room as reps. They all were customers, came in to give their testimony, and boom. I mean, hello, that's how I broke the international record, by the way, in that company. $74,000 worth of personal group volume. Number 12. Let them know how the progress of other customers. Let them know the progress. Tell other customer stories to your customers. That'll keep them in, and that'll also get them eventually interested in the business. And number 13, let them know your progress in your business. This is just a courtesy call. Hey, I just want to let you know, I know you know that I market this product because you're having this success on it. You're doing good on it. I didn't want to leave you out, John. I really didn't want to leave you out. My check has doubled in a month. And it's just really going out of control. And the company's having national expansion right now. And I don't know if you could use additional income, but I'm working part-time. And my income went from $1,000 last month to $2,000 this month. And, man, it's totally blowing my mind. Or it could be, you know, I earned an extra $250 last month. This month I earned $500. The thing is really exploding, bigger than I ever thought it would. And so I didn't want to leave you out. I didn't want to, you know, assume that you wouldn't want to make an extra $500 a month, but it's working for me. Do you know that anybody that would like to generate that kind of income working on a part-time basis having a blast doing it? Yeah, man. All that stuff is so simple, you guys. Very, very simple. Okay, so here's the deal. I'm wrapping the call up. We're 2 minutes late. I just want to thank you for being on the call, and I also want to thank all of you who have responded to my promotion about Secret Blessings, which is something that I started about 8 years ago. Rather than spending money on my friends and even some family members that don't need another thing to eat to add to their bellies or need another thing to dust that they're going to sell in next year's garage sale, we decided to take that money instead of foolishly spending it and to sow it into people who really needed things. And so our family this year sent out a newsletter just letting everybody know about the fact that we're not purchasing gifts for people who don't need them, but that we're actually taking that money and we're investing it into people who do need something. We were inundated with your emails, and I'm so very proud of you. Had a lady, 76-year-old young woman, who got in touch with her whole family and told all of them that this is what her gift, the gift that she wanted from them was for them to take that money and find people who needed it. And she said it filled her heart with joy. She's never felt better about that decision ever before in her life. She was so overjoyed about this Christmas, unlike any other Christmas in the past. Like, I'm not saying she didn't have joy in the past. What I am saying is this joy far surpassed the past joys of years past. 76 years old, she goes, I gave my family an opportunity to step up. Those were her words, to step up and do something wise with their money in this holiday season, and to take the focus on what they could buy me or even each other and put the focus on how can they help bring a miracle to some family who really needs it. And so I know that there's several of you up in Canada actually doing this with the elderly folks. If that's your focus, is blessing the elderly folks, oh, my gosh, brought tears to my eyes. I never even thought of that. Look at you guys, man, with your hearts of gold, wanting to pour into all age groups, all walks of life, all people, whether they're sick or they're healthy, whether they're unfortunate or fortunate, whatever it is, looking for a way to bless instead of looking to be blessed. And so I'm proud of you guys for doing that, and I'm grateful, and I can't wait to hear the testimonies about what it's done in your heart as well as what it's done in the heart of the people that you're going to impact. This time next Monday, we will be calling you from Honolulu, Hawaii. Actually, I'll be calling you from Kona, Hawaii. And so the Monday night call next Monday, we're going to have another just awesome call that will be packed out for you that will equip you and help you build your business through closing up through the rest of the year. God bless you guys. Can't wait to see you either in Honolulu or in New York City, somewhere in New York City, January 22nd and 23rd, or this weekend in Honolulu, Hawaii, which is the day of the 18th and 19th. I'm going to unmute the lines. Everybody, just wish everybody a happy holidays, and God bless you. So hold on.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Holy Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Danny.